I'm glad I'm always so prepared for these things. And here we are, ladies and gentlemen of the podcasting world. Another waste of a podcast. This is something you can listen to when you've got nothing else going on. It's just a waste of time.
And that's right. That's and a waste of a podcast.
And a waste of a podcast, just another one. I'm Dave.
I'm Adam.
And here we are.
That's right.
That's right. That's
here
right.
We are.
Face to face.
A couple of silver spoons.
We're hoping to find.
We're two of a kind.
Damn it. That's as far as I know.
Making it go.
Nope.
Making it grow together.
We're going to find our way. That's got to stop.
No.
Together. Oh, I thought you were going to go. Damn it.
No. Sure. Sorry. Sorry.
I really thought that was.
Making your way in the world today.
No, that's Cheers.
Takes everything you got.
Oh my God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another Waste of a Podcast.
Oh, we just wasted a minute.
We literally wasted a minute
singing nonsense.
Adam and I aren't face to face at all.
But we are a couple of silver spoons.
We are. We are halfway across the country from each other, but with the technology, we are holding hands.
You would think that we were sitting right next to each other.
Hands across America.
Ah, did you, you know, did you participate in that?
I don't think I did.
I did.
What?
Yes, I participated in Hands Across America.
Right.
It did not get all the way across America, but I actually participated.
I think now you're just making up stories for the podcast.
No, I swear to gosh.
How did that come about?
I don't know. My parents wanted. My mom wanted to do it, so we all went up to like. All over on Hanley Road, and we sat up there on Hanley Road and held hands with people.
Oh, let's see. On the afternoon of Sunday, May 25th, it's coming up, 1986. Almost
86, yes, I was going to say that.
Almost 7 million people joined hands to form a line that stretched 4,152 miles.
No, it did not.
Well, hold on, that's what they attempted to do.
Correct. Okay.
From New York City's Battery Park to the RMS Queen Mary Pier in Long Beach, California, the nationwide event called Hands Across America was intended to raise money to fight hunger and homelessness. Let's see. I guess.
And they had a song, right?
Hands Across America.
Hands Across America. What is it?
I don't know. The actual song "Hands Across America" that was playing while everyone was holding hands was written by. Who the hell cares? It was written by.
Who was it written by? Anybody famous?
Mark Blate or Blate.
No.
And John Carney. The AM,
of course.
The AM radio host in St. Louis.
Oh, right. Okay.
They were the trendsetters in the 1980s, creating music for Chrysler's Comeback, The Pride Is Back, Goodyear, Take Me Home. Lead vocals were Joe Cirasano and Sandy Farina. And they were top session singers. It peaked at number 65 in the top 65. What the hell are we talking about?
Hands Across America.
Hands Across America was a project of USA for Africa.
Wasn't it?
I did not know that.
Yeah. Wow. I have to find it now so I can listen to it.
Okay, Senator Kennedy, Edward Kennedy, and Representative Edward Markley led an official protest over... every New England state being excluded from Hands Across America.
Why?
Because I guess they weren't in that line.
Oh, bummer.
In Hawaii, actor Tom Selleck and Senator Daniel Unau led a counter Hands Across Hawaii program to remind mainlanders that Hawaii is in America, too.
That's right.
That's weird.
Can you hear my Hands Across America playing right now, or is it just playing in my headphones?
It's just playing in your headphones.
Okay. It's so lovely.
God, when was this? 1986? I was in junior high, I guess. Wasn't I?
You were?
Wait, how old was I in 1986?
I was 8.
I was
no,
old.
That's... That's it. Yeah, I was 8.
Yeah, I was almost 12. So I was. Yeah, I was definitely in junior
high.
Now
here I am looking at the Hands Across America video, and Kenny Rogers was just on there. Now here's Crockett and Tubbs.
Crockett and Tubbs.
Yeah, they just showed the arch. I wasn't by the arch, but oh, there's Kurt Douglas or Michael Douglas. Michael Douglas, right?
I don't know. Was it Michael Douglas or his father?
I don't remember. Michael's the young one, right?
Yes.
Well, not anymore, but you know.
I was going to ask what state, but because it's got.
Well, they're not really showing all the states now. They're just showing a bunch of homeless kids eating free food.
It's got here all the actors that were in each state. All right. Well, and it doesn't make any sense as to why these actors were where they were.
Well, their C-3PO was doing it.
Yes, that's where I was just about to say.
Oh, darn it. Sorry, Dave.
Oh, no. I mean, there's better ones in here.
There's better actors than C-3PO?
Chewbacca.
Chewbacca's in here?
He was in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh, Lily Tomlin's in here. I don't know where she was, though.
She's
a little black kid in a white suit.
All right, let me...
There's Kathleen Turner.
Who was in... Well, these aren't even...
Yoko Ono and some Chinese kid.
Wait a minute. No. All right,
I'll Raul Julia. Barbara Streisand. Man, this is packed with...
Kathleen Turner.
Yeah.
So you said that already, right? She was at the Arch?
Yes. I don't know that she was at the Arch, but they just showed Kathleen Turner.
It says she was under the Arch.
All right, here's New York. And in New York, there's apparently Duran Duran. I don't know.
In New York? Let me look. Brooke Shields.
Who's in it? Oh.
Liza Minnelli. John Cardinal O'Connor. Susan Anton, Gregory Hines, Edward James Olmos, Yoko Ono, Harry Belafonte. They were anchoring the George Washington Bridge.
Good old Edward James Olmos.
I think Yoko Ono was with her son.
Daniel Ono.
God.
Oh, there's Robin Williams is with C-3PO.
R2-D2 was with Emmanuel Lewis.
Oh, they're the same height.
All right, I've got...
I have yet to see.
Okay, I'm now playing Hands Across America.
From the beginning?
There's a little kid crying, little kids. All right, there's a church. And we're flying over a church. There's some mountains.
Oh, there's
majesty.
Mickey Mouse, Whoopi Goldberg. Oh, and Alfonso Riviera.
You're way ahead of me. I wish I should...
Yeah, oh, I'm... It's done. John Cryer.
John Cryer.
Gino Sarducci.
John Stamos is in California.
Oh, and there's Mikhail Gorbachev. Oh, or, no, yeah. Baryshnikov. There's Susan Anton. Okay.
It'd be weird if Gorbachev was there.
Yeah. Oprah. A fat Oprah, though. Kevin Bacon, of course Kevin Bacon's in here.
You can't be too far from Kevin Bacon.
We've just gone and made the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon even larger because of Voices of America.
Can you hear this playing?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, I'm stopping. This may take 10 minutes to stop, but...
I never saw Chewbacca, though.
Well, he was in Cincinnati. Come on.
Now, so then there was like all these other songs that kind of came out. Do you remember the song Voices That Care?
I do not remember Voices That Care.
Oh, you don't remember Voices That Care. Okay, let me see if I can. Voices That Care. I got to turn it down. Look up Voices That Care. That has a little bit of more of an R&B feel to it.
All right. Voices.
Uh-oh, I turned it down. I can't hear you.
I'm still here. It was done in 1991. Okay, yeah. That was done in 1991 for Desert Storm.
Oh, yeah. You need to listen to it, Dave, because it's got the guy from, what's the guy's name? Peter Cetera. Is it Cetera from Chicago? And Bobby Brown. Come on.
I can see Kenny Rogers. He's always there. All right, here's the lead vocalist. Are you ready for the list?
Oh, on Voices That Care? era? Okay, yes. Good. Luther Vandross.
Ralph?
Stand proud. Voices that... Yeah. All right, hit it. Magic Johnson.
Okay. Ralph Tresvant?
Oh, yeah, Ralph Tresvant. Yep.
Randy Travis.
Okay.
Celine Dion. Peter Cetera.
Oh, good. This is going in order of where they came in. Okay, good.
Bobby Brown.
Keep going.
Brenda Russell.
All right.
Janie Lane from Warrant.
Yeah.
I'm making the middle sign right now. Luther Vandross. Garth Brooks. Kathy Mattea?
Oh, okay. That's just singing right now is Garth Brooks and Kathy Mattea. Oh, and then the Nelson.
What the hell is this? You got Gunner and Matthew Nelson to look forward to.
That's right. And Michael Bolton. Oh, I'm there. Michael Bolton.
Pointer Sisters.
Oh, I haven't gotten it.
Little Richard, Will Smith, Mark Hoffler, and Kenny G both play solos, and Warren Weeb.
Peter Cetera. That's my boy.
He's on a lot of crack right there. Right, I'm done with that too.
Fast forward to about 2:20, and you'll see Will Smith's rap.
And you do know I'm using your computer. Oh, there he is. I'm using the computer I use for you, so it's going to take an hour and a half.
Oh, well, forget it.
I'm trying. All right, hold on. There's Michael Bolton. We pray to make the future bright. Little Richard. Make your wrong things right. We're all praying you remain
strong. That's why we're all here and singing along. Wrong. I'm at the Kenny G solo now.
I don't know how to feel about what I just saw. I mean, I'm sure it was a good
thing. Oh, Chevy Jason.
Well, you don't even... Oh, my God, the choir. I'm going to pick out a few names of people in this choir.
Wayne Gretzky. Rachel Walker.
Yep. Clyde Drexler.
Okay.
Whoopi Goldberg's there. Debbie.
Jesus, there's a lot of people out there.
Michael Jordan's in there. Magic Johnson.
Richard Gere. Gary Busey.
Nell Carter.
Kevin Costner.
David Cassidy.
Billy Crystal.
Ted Danson.
Alyssa Milano.
Mickey Dolenz.
Fred Savage. I've seen no Mickey. Oh, Dudley Moore.
Mike Tyson.
Some really ugly woman. John Lovitz. Oh, Lord.
They've got
James Taylor.
Okay, they've got the NBA's either their all-star team or the U.S. Olympic basketball team because everyone's represented here.
Are they?
Yeah. Sissy Spacek.
Is Sean Bradley in there?
No, this is before his time.
Okay.
He was
Michelle Pfeiffer.
He was still in college. The entire band of Warrant.
The entire what?
The entire band of Warrant is in the choir.
Oh, nice. Oh, Chris Bosworth.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. Damn it. Don King.
But not the Chris Bosworth we know.
No. Harry Hamlin. Donny Osmond.
Who sings at the very end?
I don't know.
He's got a
Warren Weeb.
A receding hairline. And
the last person on the singing list is Warren Weeb or W-I-E-B-E. Warren Weeb.
Oh, I have no idea who that is. There's Don King. Okay. Oh, there was Mickey Dolenz.
Yay.
Oh, good.
He's famous for performing the song Human Touch.
How does that go?
I don't know. It was from an anime, from a Gundam cartoon. That's weird.
What? What is that?
Well, it says, after playing bass with Silver Bands, Warren Weeb was discovered by David Foster and Burt Bacharach in Los Angeles in 1987. He did the duet Listen to Me with Celine Dion for the movie of the same name. It was never officially released.
I just found Human Touch by Warren Weeb.
And he was one of several lead vocalists who contributed in the 91... Voices That Care. The Human Touch. Would I recognize that song if I played it?
I'm trying. I can. I doubt it.
All right, then I'm not going to.
But you know a lot more about music than I do.
Crappy music. I may have to find this on my computer. YouTube. I may have to play it, and you won't be able to hear it.
Yeah, I really, Dave, you got to listen to it. I don't know it at all. Human. And I bet you all our listeners are like, you guys are idiots. It's Warren Weeb.
Rick Springfield sings The Human Touch.
And I bet you that Jana's listening to this saying, I know Chris Bosworth. And Chris is going, not that Chris Bosworth.
All right, we're listening to it now. You can't hear it.
I can't?
No. We can hear it as an audience.
I'm getting a really cool delay.
Yeah, it's because this is playing.
Oh, okay.
Can I find the words to tell you? Yeah, I don't know this song. And Warren Reeve is...
Yeah, me neither.
He's a large man.
And I grow weird, very tired of it.
I did not picture that was how he was going to look.
So... When we have the, you know,
maybe it played, maybe it didn't. I can't tell. I'm sorry. What were you saying?
We have all these people get together and make these new songs, right? Have you heard the 25th anniversary of We Are the World?
I did not.
They added a rap into the middle of it, and it got everybody all up in a roar. And like, with this girl at my work, when it first came out, the very first singer on the album or on the song, you know,
was Master P.
She came the next day. I was like, oh, I heard it. I really liked it. She's like, but who is this person? And this was like, you know, maybe, you know, whenever it came out, it was like a year or so ago. And it was Justin Bieber. Or he was like uber big to like everyone in the world.
Right.
So I would assume all like teens knew him. But she was like, who's going to know who Justin Bieber is a year from now? And I'm like... I wish I could have recorded that and been like, well, everyone.
The rest of the world?
Yes, because now like he is the big, hottest thing since sliced bread, Dave.
All the kids love the Bieber.
Oh, the Biebs.
They got the Bieber fever.
Bieber fever. I do not have it yet.
No.
However, I'm not going to lie to you. That song, It's Friday. Mm. Have you heard that song by Rebecca Black?
Nope. I've heard
about it. Oh, my God. It is so stuck in my head.
I've heard about it. I can't say that I've actually heard the song.
All right. Well, you need to go look it up right now, Dave.
I can't. It'll slow the computer down.
Well, Dave, those computers are pretty slow.
You're going to have a terrible echo.
So this song, It's Friday. It's about this girl. Everybody who's listening is like, we know, but I need to explain it to you.
Please.
It's about this girl whose parents paid for her to go to like this music video thing. I think of it almost like... You know, you could go to Six Flags and get that video taken of you, like, lip-syncing to the song, right?
Right.
Well, this girl, like, they paid this company, like, thousands of dollars, and they give you a song, and you perform it, they make a video, and they post it directly to YouTube. So you can become famous like Justin Bieber did, because that's how he became famous, right?
That's true.
So within, like, a week of this video being up, it's called It's Friday, it got, like, 3 million hits.
Yikes.
It is
a lot of hits.
It is the dumbest song in the world. Okay. It starts talking about, like, I don't even know. You just have to hear it. So, like, all these people are doing parodies of it. Well, Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Fallon they didn't do a parody of it. They just straight up sang it on the Jimmy Fallon show. And it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
I wish my computers were faster here in my studio.
That's okay. And in the studio?
Yeah,
in Studio East?
In Studio East. In the Orlando studio.
That's right. Live from the Orlando studio.
Rebecca Black, you say?
Rebecca Black, yeah.
All right. I can't tell if it's recording or not through these speakers.
What does that mean?
Well, I can hear it, but I can't tell if the audience can hear it.
Oh, you can... You can hear the Rebecca Black song?
Yes.
Okay, I cannot hear it.
Okay, well, I was just sitting here watching it, and I all of a sudden remembered, oh, crap, what if people can't hear it? It's just silence of me watching this video.
Rebecca people can hear it.
Did you say she wrote this song or someone's written it for her?
This company that you can go to wrote this song, and like she had the option of picking this song or a song about being in love. And since she's 16, she was like, well, I've never been in love, so I don't think I can sing about this, but I can sing about it being Friday.
And so, and she, that's her actual singing, huh?
And this is her actual singing. So like, yesterday was Thursday.
Now the official video, is that what they filmed?
And it looks actually really decent, right?
I want to go to this place.
Right? Like, the video is actually really cool and done well, you know, and then it's the song that everybody was, like, this poor girl, she's like 16 years old, and her parents did this for her because, you know, parents think it's the way to go to get kids noticed.
Right.
It's like, no, have musical talent. That gets you noticed. But anyway, so, like, they sent her to this thing, and, like, she was getting death threats. From all these people.
Death
and like, she's just like, I'm just trying to be, like, she got all upset about it. I felt bad for her. But you need to, now that you've heard it, you need to go and watch Stephen Colbert sing it on the Jimmy Fallon show, and it's wonderful.
I'll have to go back and find that. I tried to load it up on the other computer, and it started making you cut in and out.
Oh, well, don't do that.
Yeah, I'm closing out of YouTube there completely.
Good idea. Not worth it.
Well, if we can put the money together, do you think we could record a song?
Oh, most certainly.
I mean, was it the arcmusicfactory.com? Is that who did it? Or
Think so.
Because that's what it says here at the bottom. I wonder how much that costs. Because if we could do that,
it was a couple $1,000s.
Well, I mean, I've got
Dave, we could make one on our own and not pay these assholes to do it.
But we'd have to write a song.
Oh yeah.
I don't know about you. I've written, like, in my entire musical career, I think I've written two songs and they're both terrible.
I have zero songwriting ability.
They're both now, not including the songs I wrote with GF. I did an entire library of songs with them, but I mean songs that, like, I wrote words to. I think there was two songs, and both of them were terrible. And one of them is a song for my baby, and I only have one verse. And
wrote a song for Miliana?
I tried, yeah.
Well,
I only have one verse, and it's in the chorus, and I don't even know how
play the harmony.
I don't even know how that verse ends. That's how bad it is.
Bad song.
I got the music for the chorus. But I don't know how to end it because I don't want it to sound. I want it to sound like a good, you know, rock song. But every time I sing it, it sounds like a children's song. it's a children's song. Whatchamacallit? Oh, the Wiggles.
Oh, that could make you a lot of money, Dave.
I know. I thought about that.
You know
too.
Who now has a kids album out?
Ozzy Osbourne?
Wayne Brady.
Well, that was not unexpected.
Right? Who didn't see that coming?
My improv group opened for Wayne Brady.
What do you mean?
The group, we were the Danger League, we opened for Wayne Brady.
You did?
We did. Well, in the same building. Part of his...
So you did... necessarily open for him.
Part of his show. Well, we did, but not on the main stage. There was I don't have the ticket in front of me, but there was some performing arts center that Wayne Brady was going to be performing at, and before the show started, they had a stage set up outside in the lobby, and we performed for like 30 minutes in the lobby doing improv before they went in to see the actual show.
Oh, well, isn't that nice?
And we had our own official dressing room.
Wow.
That the six of us had to share.
With bottles of water and stuff?
No. No water. No, nothing. Except we were in a dressing room, which was pretty sweet. And we got to listen to their rehearsals.
Oh.
Because we had, it was mic'd live, so we were, as we were changing and getting ready, we got to listen to them rehearsing their improvs.
of course.
Because you know he did a you know he likes to sing. Clearly he recorded a children's album. So he had a, like a live band there or something. I don't know. I don't remember that part. But he was pretending to take suggestions, and basically it was set up that he was going to take three songs, and he already knew what three types of music he was going to use. Like the first one,
I knew it.
Like this first song will be R&B, the second song will be rock, and the third song will be this.
Gotcha. So what a douche.
But yeah, we got to go up on stage and well, a fake stage and perform, and then we all got tickets to see the show.
But, well, isn't that lovely?
But we never met him, and I think we came close to trying to sneak onto the backstage area, but I don't think we actually ever did it. It was
you got arrested. Yeah.
It was me, Mikey Manker. I think you may have heard of him. Jana, Chris. Me, Mikey. It may have been one other person. I know Chris Boz was there, but I don't think he performed. I think he took pictures because it was his show, his club.
Gotcha.
But the ARC Business Centers, that's who did that video. They recruit and discover young singers. They pay, the artist pays $2,000
to $4,000.
What? To do that. To ARC, and ARC then writes, produces music, and collaborates with the artists, producing videos for the songs. The singer owns the master recording.
Yep, nice.
But the company retains the publishing rights. So they can sell it to, you know, if, what's his name, the lead singer from Chicago decides he wants to sing that song.
Which he will.
Well, of course. Very interesting. Very interesting. Well, we've kicked it in here. We're already nearly almost a half hour into the show.
Nice.
And I feel like the show's, it's already run on its own.
That's right.
We don't need to do anything.
No.
We don't even need to
Let's
be here.
Let's just sit here now.
Tried to get a co-host for the show, or a third co-host for the show tonight. But in Dave fashion, I waited till this afternoon to do it.
Right.
And I sent Liz a text, and she responded with, dude, I have nothing to talk about. And I responded with, neither do we. Because we don't.
That's right. We never do.
We never do. And she responded with, dude, I have nothing to talk about.
Ah, yes.
To which I responded with, I think you just sent me the exact same text, or you actually have nothing to talk about.
Or you really want us to know that you have nothing to talk about.
10 minutes later, she sent me a text saying that she was really drunk and that hopefully next week she'll have something to say.
I hope so, but I also hope that next week she's really drunk.
Yes. If I had thought about it, I would have said, nope, get on anyways.
That's right.
And in 2 weeks, my friend, my high school chum, Mike, will be in from Chicago. And I've already...
As in, into Orlando?
Into Orlando, yes.
Nice.
And I've already told him that he has to come by and see my house. And
right.
Be on the podcast.
Yeah, sorry, Mike.
He's got no choice.
Yeah.
So we'll...
You should never visit Orlando.
Yeah, anyone who visits Orlando, be aware...
Oh, sorry.
Be aware that they're
That's
going...
That's right. You're in. You're on the podcast.
If that means I have to come bring my laptop to you. You're going to be on the podcast.
Yeah.
You know,
That's right.
I was thinking about actually... Because you remember Cody?
Yeah.
He was on the podcast when you weren't here.
Right.
He's getting married in October in Italy. And I was thinking,
right.
I was thinking, you know, it would be awesome if we could do a podcast from Italy.
That's right.
Because we can do Skype, right? He did Skype to me. So.
Yeah. There's no reason you couldn't do it, Dave.
Yeah. Well, the only reason would be what hour of the night it would be for me, or during the day for you. So
gotcha.
We would have to arrange a time, and then Cody's fiance. Or
you know, it's worth staying up late to do, though, Dave.
For you or for me?
For me. Like, if you needed, I could do it at whatever time.
But it wouldn't be you staying up late. It would be me staying up late. When,
why couldn't you do it in the morning? Which would then make me staying up late.
I guess we could.
Right? Yeah. Like, what's holding,
Or we could do it in the afternoon.
What's stopping us from doing it at, just this whatever time.
I guess that's true.
When is it, by the way? Is it early October?
Yeah, it's like the first week of October.
Nice. Nice.
So if you're coming, buy your plane ticket now.
Coming to Italy?
Yes.
I tried to get the invite. He never gave me the invite.
Well, Cody, you still have time to invite Adam to the wedding. If not, you can stay home at my house for the week.
Oh, do you need me to watch Miliana?
Oh, I don't know. We still have not decided yet.
About whether you take it or not?
Yeah. Every other day, I change my mind.
What's nice is you wouldn't have to pay for her plane ticket.
We would.
But, man, you got to hold a baby for so long.
We would have to pay for her plane ticket.
You would have to.
For international flights.
Oh, gotcha.
But we would bring the car seat with us.
Right.
And buckle her into the car seat, because if we're going to be on an 8-hour flight. Well, and here's the thing. And I read an article that said, yes, continental United States flights, you don't have to buy a seat for an infant. But the laws of gravity don't change just because you're holding on to an infant. If we hit turbulence in the air, Lost turbulence, where people flew up and slammed against the top of the plane.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to, you're not going to be able to hold on to a baby.
I guess right. So you're right.
So they said the laws of physics don't change just because you're a mother and you're holding onto your baby on an airplane. You wouldn't do it in a car. Why would you do it on a plane?
I guess you're right.
So we're definitely going to bring the car seat. And I found this device online that you can hook onto your car seat to make it into a stroller. So we wouldn't have to. We wouldn't have to carry her through the airport.
That's nice.
And then
is it just like wheels that strap to the bottom and you pull it like on a rope, like a wagon?
It's more like a dolly, not a dolly, but like a two-wheel dolly. You scoop her up underneath, and then you put the wheels down, and then you pull her back. In fact, I can hear her crying right now.
Oh.
Right through the wall. I don't know if Mom can hear it or not.
Uh-oh.
Either way, she'll stop.
Yeah, she'll stop eventually.
Right?
Baby, yeah. Stop crying at some point. I saw her standing up now, huh? So she's standing.
That was some movie magic.
Oh.
I mean,
she was actually laying, but you just turned her over in bed to make it. You superimposed it.
I put the bed. I tipped it over on the side.
Nice, nice.
No, I picked her up and put her hands on the. On the top of her bed and locked her knees and then ran back and took the picture real fast.
And then she immediately sat down?
Not immediately. She kind of held on, but then after a few seconds.
She's doing well, right.
Yeah, she was like, I don't know what I'm doing here.
Yeah, she's like, this is stupid.
Why am I? What's the standing all about when I can do a dead man's crawl across the living room?
Can she? Is she crawling all over the place now?
She's crawling all over the place, but not in a typical crawling fashion.
She's doing the army crawl.
Yes. She pushes with one foot and pulls with her two arms.
That's right.
And man,
good for her, Dave. Good for her.
She moves.
She is moving.
Yeah, she gets. You walk away for a minute and you come back and she's in a completely different room and you're like, oh crap, I don't know what room she went into.
Like, damn it, this isn't gonna work anymore. Now you got to get gates for everything and
put her in baby prison.
That's right. Good thing you don't have the basement.
No kidding. I just have a backyard filled with ants.
Ugh,
it's like,
really?
It's like Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull out there.
Yes.
The ants are going to pick you
up. You're
going to
get carried into the ant hole.
I got to kill the ants, I got to kill the grass, and then I got to replace it all with undead grass.
Wow.
But that's not something we're looking into right now. We've got to kill the ants in the front yard first.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea to kill all the ants.
Got to kill them. Kill them dead.
Dead ants. Dead ants. Dead ants. What was that joke?
What did the
Pink Panther
say to, I don't know.
I don't know
Revenge
either.
Of the Nerds. I'm going to write, what did the Pink Panther say to the ants? Oh, look at that. Google is worth $1 million.
It really is.
Oh, shoot. I don't know. What did the Pink Panther say when he stepped on an ant?
That's it.
Dead ant. Dead ant. Dead ant. Dead ant. Dead ant. This person couldn't resist. They love puns.
Oh, wow.
So, I wouldn't want them to resist. Do you have any topics you want to discuss today on the program?
Not especially, but we could talk about anything you would like to talk about, Dave.
Tennis ball.
What did we have? What did we have from our?
You just tennis balled that right back into my court, didn't you?
I did. Well, didn't we have any type of?
I do. I was just checking to see if you had anything on your side. Okay, so as all 12 of our listeners know, every week on my Facebook page, I'll ask for suggestions, and usually get no response.
That's right.
Last week, you guys came in great. I had three people send in things to talk about, and they all were talked about in length. Right?
That's right. We did in great length.
In great length. So that was great, and I appreciated that immensely. So this week, I had done the same thing. Today, I asked if anyone had any topics, and all I got was my friend Matt, who was married to my friend Jen, and he wrote Dancing with the Stars versus American Idol versus The Voice. Discuss. My reply was nope. Next. Because I have not watched any of those shows.
Me either.
Then he wrote The Advantages of Being Goofy versus Pluto. Or vice versa.
That's deep. I think, the big advantage for being goofy is just that you can talk.
And you can drive a car.
You could drive a car. That's right. And you have your own movie. Pluto did not have his own movie.
Well, he had a bunch of shorts. That was about it.
Yeah, but the Goofy had the Goofy movie.
And an illegitimate kid.
Yeah.
Which was never really talked about.
That's right. But that's okay.
Pluto is constantly misunderstood.
That's right. And Pluto's bark is clearly a human just saying, roof, roof, roof.
Well, that we can I can overlook that.
I can't, Dave.
Goofy can communicate, even though he may be a goof.
That's right. He might not be able to walk without sliding all over some marbles.
But he can communicate, and he can use a broom and dustpan.
That's right, he can.
Yeah, Pluto, on the other hand, has trouble with chipmunks.
But can't Pluto's tail like turn into like different shapes and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Like, turn into a lightning bolt once? What? Goofy can't do that.
No, but Goofy can go to a store and buy something, and Pluto can't.
Yeah, that's true.
Pluto can't use
that's
a phone. True. Pluto can't do anything. He's man's best friend.
Yeah. Hey, did you ever see the Goofy movie?
I've seen chunks of it.
There's a song in it called After Today.
Hmm.
And it's like the opening song. It's like Max is going to school, and it's the end of school, so all the kids are talking about what they're doing at the end of school.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever Google the song After Today, you will see that all of these people have made live-action versions of that video.
Oh, my gosh, you're right.
Some of them are actually really quite good. Some of them are actually really terrible. However, it gets me to thinking, like, A lot of them are high school kids,
right?
And I wonder if like there was a class where they said, "Okay, you have to make a music video," and just everybody was like, "I'm going to make After Today."
Well, there's a lot of them in here.
Well, there's a ton of them.
Well, maybe it was, or maybe it was some sort of school project that they.
Some of them are really entertaining.
We'll have to watch our audience. We'll have to watch them and let us know what they think.
Let's say. Hear this very second one that says, A Goofy Movie, After Today Live, IRL, Shot by Shot Remake.
That's got to be something.
That's the best one.
Oh, and it's got the movie in the bottom corner as well.
Yeah, so you can see, you can actually see, how they remade it.
Sorry, I'm not going to watch it now, but I'm kind of stoked to watch that. But here's what
it's really entertaining. It was made with $100, a borrowed camera, 90-plus supportive friends and family, Final Cut Studio, and 6 months of lining up all our free time and a lot of Imagineering.
Good grief.
That's what they said.
See, I don't have Final Cut Pro.
I do.
If I had that...
But I couldn't, right?
If I had that, I could get, like, freelance editing jobs. But since I don't know how to use it, I can't. Which is fine.
And you don't have a Mac.
That too.
You'd have to get a Mac.
I posted the video on the Another Wasted Podcast Facebook page. I almost said MySpace.
I hope people watch it because it's really entertaining.
I almost said MySpace page. I'm prepared to actually go back.
MySpace?
I'm prepared to go back to MySpace, to be honest.
No, you're not.
Well, Facebook is played out. Everyone and their mother is on Facebook.
But not anymore. Nobody's on MySpace.
Exactly. It's like starting fresh. It's like finding your own city.
But why is that fun?
It's like finding your own city that's been deserted because then you can repopulate it.
But, Dave, we have 12 people that listen to us.
Exactly. We can populate from there.
I guess. I don't know. I'm not buying it, Dave.
No. All right. Well, that's why I haven't done it yet.
Okay, good.
I need to get
more. I wouldn't go back to Facebook.
I need to get more people to buy in.
You just want to do Mafia Wars.
I didn't play any of those games, Mafia Wars or Farmville or any of them. Okay, so back on the topic of topics.
Yes.
Only Matt replied to my topics, but earlier in the week I thought of something. I thought of something that I could do instead of putting it towards the podcast. I was just going to ask a question,
okay,
and see if people responded. And this is what came up to my mind: I said, "What was your favorite show to watch as a kid when you stayed home sick from school?"
Yes,
and because I remember clearly, you know, being in grade school, staying home, and being super excited that I can watch the television that was on during the day that I would not get to watch when I was at school.
Right.
What shows did you watch?
I remember watching Danger Mouse.
Really? Okay, so here...
Yeah. They reran it during the day.
Wow. See, here's... This is because we have a little bit of an age gap. Just a couple of years.
Okay.
But I used to watch Danger Mouse when it was on Nickelodeon. It's going to blow everyone's minds. It was on Nickelodeon. It was on at 6:30 at night, I think. And it was the last show on Nickelodeon before it went off the air every night.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yes.
I also remember watching Today's Special. Do you remember Today's Special?
I don't.
It was about the store that whenever everybody left, it came to life, and they put the magic hat on the mannequin, and he came to life.
Today? No, I don't know this show at all.
Oh, wow. Well. Huh.
That's weird.
I just remember a show called Sweet Pickles.
Good Lord.
Or Pinwheel.
Oh, Pinwheel.
Pinwheel.
I think
yeah, I remember Pinwheel.
Today's Special was Canadian show.
The Dumbo's Flying Circus. You remember Dumbo's Flying Circus?
I do, but not. I barely remember that as a show.
Yeah, that was creepy.
Was it?
Like they had some real creepy, like.
Was it live action or something?
Oh, yeah, it was people in costumes.
See, I do remember it. Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, I mean, it was... Yeah, I gotta see if I can find it now. I remember there was, like, this big orangutan, you know?
Dumbo...
Let's see.
Dumbo's
Circus.
Maybe it's just Dumbo's Circus.
Maybe it was just Dumbo's Circus, yeah.
Live-action television that aired on the Disney Channel. See, okay, these are all Disney Channels, and I didn't have Disney Channel as a kid.
Oh, so creepy looking. And Lionel, he was the... yeah. This is pretty hilarious. There's a cat with a hat on. Not to be confused with the cat in the hat. There was a koala bear. There was a boy, but clearly a woman in the costume.
Interesting. I gotta get off.
Yeah, we should.
I gotta get off Facebook. This a friend of mine keeps trying to talk to me, and I'm trying to multitask, and I'm doing a terrible job.
Yes, stop it.
Though Jana did come up with another topic, and I'm gonna hit that next.
Okay, what is it?
Well, no, I'm gonna wait until we finish with this topic.
Oh, yes. Oh, I thought we were done with it.
No, because I've had responses.
Oh, well, then read the responses, Dave.
Okay, and this shows a lot of different age groups. My niece wrote Arthur.
Okay.
My friend Oliver, who I went to high school with, wrote Robotech.
Oh, God. Oliver, really?
Which makes me wonder if he listens, which would be awesome. Oliver, actually, I credit Oliver for getting me through sophomore year biology class.
Because of Robotech?
Not because of Robotech. It was, he used psychology that I wasn't, that I was, he kept telling me that I was smarter than I was because I was failing biology. And he kept going, oh, no, you're smart. You're way smarter than I am. I know you're going to beat me on this next test. So it made me try. It was real strange.
Wow.
It was really strange because it worked. And I ended up beating him on a couple tests. And I ended up getting a B one of the 6 weeks of the semester.
Wow, a whole B.
Well, compared to all the Ds I had, it made me pass the class. I was not a good student. But thank you, Oliver, for getting me through. Here, my sister-in-law Jackie posted something that I did watch when I was homesick from school. The Banana Splits.
Don't know it. Don't know it.
You don't know Banana Splits? Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. One banana, two banana, three banana, four. No?
Nope. Still nothing.
Oh, my God. They were, you know, kind of like Dumbo's Circus. Disturbing, I'm sure.
Yeah, gotcha.
Splits. I'm going to put that on the page as well. The theme song. Because, you know, the 70s were a very strange time.
Yes.
I
see it now.
Do you know that? Have you ever seen that?
No, I don't think I've ever seen it.
That upsets me. Because
I never saw it.
I don't really remember much of it. I just remember that I enjoyed the show. Sha-la-la-la-la. I think that was one of those shows that I got to watch that I didn't get a chance to watch when I was at home. Let's see. I'm going to put that on here. What else? What else? What else? Cody. You remember Cody? He was on the podcast when you weren't here.
Yeah.
Price is Right.
Oh, right. Okay.
Did you watch that when you were home sick?
Yeah. Yeah, I would. I would watch that.
I didn't watch a lot of game shows when I was homesick from school. I liked the silly sitcoms.
Robotech,
and things like that.
Right.
Okay, like I told Oliver, I remember Robotech being on before I went to school. I don't remember being on after.
Before school for me, I remember watching Heckle and Jekyll.
Yep. Yeah, Popeye. I remember watching Popeye early in the morning.
Yeah.
And it was the black and whites Popeye.
Oh, my. Yeah, the Lone Ranger was on real early for me.
Oh, my gosh. I remember on Sundays, I would watch George of the Jungle.
Oh.
And Tom Slick. And Tom Thumb was another crazy.
I don't know any of those.
Nope. All right, let's go back to the list.
Go back.
My father-in-law put The Andy Griffith Show.
Oh, I would watch The Andy Griffith Show.
Now, The Andy Griffith Show was something that was on before I came home from school. Like, it would usually be on earlier, like at around 2 o'clock it would be on, so I would never get a chance to watch that.
But even when you were sick?
When I was sick, I would. But
that's what we were talking about.
When I think about it, I think about the shows that I, you know, right after I was, you know, going to school. Like, it was 8, 9 o'clock in the morning, I was supposed to be in school.
Oh, gotcha.
My friend Amy wrote The Great Space Coaster.
Oh, The Great Space Coaster.
Do you know that show?
I think so.
I'll be mad if you don't. The Great Space Coaster, get on board. The Great Space Coaster. I don't remember that the show except for Gary Gnu. There's no gnus like good gnus with Gary Gnu. That's all I remember about the Great Space Coaster. Do 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 do. Let's see. My friend Noah wrote Joker's Wild.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like we should have a separate conversation about game shows maybe next week.
Work. Yeah, let's do that.
Because I'm going to stop.
Leave out all the game shows.
I think that was the last one. Because that was Because there were some game shows that I enjoy as well. Let's see. CJ Specs.
Nope.
Wrote David the Gnome. Yeah.
I think I remember that.
Really? David the Gnome?
I really think I do.
Oh, it's like, you know, it's like the
Hobbit, right?
Yeah, it looks like the Hobbit. Like those Lawn Ornaments.
Yeah.
Interesting. I don't remember that show at all. I don't think I ever saw that show. I mean, I shouldn't say that. It looks familiar, but I don't think I ever actually watched it.
I did see. I remember seeing this.
I do remember the Littles.
Oh, yeah.
We are the Littles. Oops, it's playing.
What, the gnomes?
Yes. Make that stop.
Yeah, that's what I'm listening to. It's awesome.
That was disturbing.
Starring Tom Bosley as the voice of David the Gnome. And Christopher Plummer narrated it.
Wow. Okay, I posted that I loved watching the monkeys.
Yes.
Hysterical. Also, I loved watching Gilligan's Island.
Uh-huh.
And The Courtship of Eddie's Father.
Never saw it. Yep, never saw it, Dave.
I remember it always was disturbing to me for some reason. But I enjoyed that show. Oops. That's got a whole thing. I wish I could play the music, this GD computer. So I'm posting all these things on the page, by the way. So any fans of the page can watch it.
Though, yes, of course, please watch it.
Of course, we only have 9 friends currently on the page. Now, you wouldn't know these, the Ray Rayner Show?
Nope.
With Cuddly Dudley?
Oh, you know what I used to watch? Bozo the Clown.
Oh, yes. I was on Bozo once.
What? Did you play the grand prize game?
I did not get to play the grand prize game. I used to watch that, and that was the last. I remember even in high school, that was like the last thing I could watch before I had to run to get to school.
Really?
No, I was on just in the audience. I think I was in second grade. I feel like I've told this story before, but we were. I don't remember much about it, except for me and my cousins were there, and we ran down to the stage in commercials. And we ran up to Bozo to say something to him, and he yelled at us to go back to our seats.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
And this was the grumpy, gravelly voice Bozo. Right. Not the high-pitched.
Right, yeah.
It was a real, real scary Bozo. Which is, I'm going to have to look that up one day to find out what the story was.
I thought he died.
Well, he did, but he was replaced. But I mean, like, why? How did this guy of all guys get to the job of?
Makes no sense.
No, it seems the only Bozo opening is from 1966. So I'm not going to post that.
No,
it's not worth it. Okay, so Cody's fiance or fancy, wrote Sesame Street.
Oh, okay.
Now she's from Italy. Okay.
Right.
So
is that Sesame Street?
It may be a different street.
Yeah.
It may not even be a TV show.
That's right.
There may be a street in Italy called Sesame Street.
She was just like, no, I literally just remember walking down Sesame Street.
That's where she had to hang out. Okay. Right. Growing Pains?
Yes. With Boner.
Boner. Sylvester Stabone.
Yep.
He's dead.
Yep.
And Small Wonder.
Yes, that's a good one.
Now, that show I remember being on Fox on Saturday mornings. She's a small wonder.
I used to think that girl was hot.
Yeah, so did I.
Vicky.
I even liked the redheaded girl.
I don't remember her, but...
They're the best friend. Or not the best friend, the neighbor girl. She was super annoying.
Was she?
Yes, but I like redheads.
Let's see. Small...
This is terrible radio.
I know, right? We're just looking things up.
People can't see what we're doing.
Right.
And unfortunately, they can't hear what we're doing. I mean, I guess I could play it, but like I said, I don't know if they can hear it or not.
Oh, I totally remember her now.
She hasn't done anything. I like looking them up every once in a while and to see if they've...
Just to see if, like, just...
To see if they've acted again.
One of the things that I always like to hear is like the urban legends that are out there. Like they used to say that like the boy from Small Wonder was actually the lead singer for the Smashing Pumpkins.
Right. Or that the kid from Wonder Years was
Marilyn Manson. Yeah, yes. Paul.
He probably was. I wonder what Paul is up to. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
yeah, I wonder.
Small Wonder. So yeah, that was that's what everyone posted for TV shows, and it brought back warm memories. I used to watch The Munsters.
Oh yeah, I liked The Munsters.
Munsters Run. I wasn't a big Addams Family fan.
No, really?
No, I liked it later, but when I was a kid, it scared me.
Oh, gotcha. You're a baby.
I'm a big baby. Big baby. I'm trying to think. I remember watching a lot of commercials for DeVry Data Institute.
Oh, nice. Yeah, yes. I remember that now.
And ITT, Technical Institute. Thinking, I'm going to go to school there someday.
So I can, and you did?
So I can get into air conditioning repair in hotel and
nice.
In hotel motel management. Or whatever those commercials used to say. Anyway, so that was that topic.
That's a good topic. Good topic.
We're clocking almost into that big hour mark, but this girl at work, I was eating lunch with this girl. She sat down while I was reading, and I hate when people do that, but what are you going to do? She says, we're talking, and I guess they're doing a sneak preview for the new Star Wars ride, and she goes, yeah, we're going to do that tomorrow. She goes, but I've never seen Star Wars, so I really don't know what to expect. I literally had to stand up and look around the room.
Did you just leave?
I wanted to, but my food was sitting there. And I asked her if she had, you'd never seen Star Wars before? She goes, no, I never had any interest. I'm like, I said, when the prequels came out, how old were you? And she's like, 8 or 9. I'm like, no interest at all even then?
Yeah, not even a little?
Nope, Star Wars. I told her parents failed.
Yeah, they did.
And after I said it, I'm like, oh, I shouldn't have said that because maybe her parents are dead.
Oh, yeah.
And she's an orphan? Or
nice.
I know. Or her parents are very sick or in the hospital the entire time the prequels were coming out. And or maybe they didn't have television. She never even heard of it.
Maybe not. Maybe she never even knew what Star Wars was until she started working for WDW.
And that's, I don't know, I almost want to bring in my collection and make her watch it.
Yeah, well, they're coming out on Blu-ray in September.
Nice. Okay, now...
There's like an 8-disc set with like all this extra footage, and I'm like, damn it. Am I really going to spend $125 on this?
I just bought the other one. And I've concluded, without a shadow of a doubt, you have to watch 4, 5, and 6, 1, 2, and 3.
You've come to that conclusion? You don't think you should watch them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6?
No. And now this is for, I mean, you or I can watch 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But
yes.
If you're taking a novice who's never seen any of the movies before, they have to watch 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, or 4, 5, 6 are meaningless for all the subtext and whatnot that's happening. If you watch 1, 2, and 3, you already know that Darth Vader is Luke's father, and you already know that Luke and Leia are brother and sister,
right?
So that would make the ending of Empire Strikes Back meaningless.
And that's true.
And the big reveal of Return of And the big reveal at the Return of the Jedi would be pointless.
Right. It would be like, ooh, who gives a shit?
It's like, yeah, we know that. We watched Revenge of the Sith. Didn't you?
I never even thought about that. You're absolutely right.
Like, didn't you guys watch Revenge of the Sith? Why are you telling us this again?
It'll make no sense whatsoever.
It's just,
that was the big reveal. It was like, oh my God, Darth Vader is his father.
I mean, it would make those redundant and unnecessary. And that was the big part of the movie. Without that, the movie is just dark.
I mean, that's like the big thing.
And they're really depressing.
Yeah.
So, not that you have to watch 1, 2, 3 at all. I do enjoy them, but 4, 5, and 6.
So do I. I'll watch them too.
Well, you're a big fan of
I do watch the fourth Indiana Jones.
Yeah, well,
I know.
The episodes 1, 2, and 3 were on like TNT the other day, and I watched 2 and 3.
Yep.
Even though I own them and I hate watching movies with commercials, I still freaking watched it with all the commercials.
Yep.
And I kept thinking, God, I got this on DVD. Why the hell am I watching this on television? I can watch this in better quality.
Yep, but we still do.
We still do. We're slaves. Slaves to the television. To the crap it puts out.
That's right.
Oh, well, so 4, 5, and 6, 1, 2, and 3. The debate's over, because it really can't be any
more
debate.
You have to do it. You're totally right. I never even thought of that, but you're right.
You're welcome.
Yep.
And Greedo shot first.
Huh?
Greedo in the cantina.
Oh, yes. Yeah, he did.
He shot first. They fixed that for the special edition kids. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And they shifted Han Solo a little bit.
Han Solo is a scoundrel.
That's right.
He is a bad guy with a heart of gold.
That's right. Or he can make the Kessel Run in 12 parsecs.
Yes, whatever a parsec is.
Yeah.
I think when I watch it now, I like to take a step back and watch it from an actor's standpoint.
Yes.
Of them having to say all these ridiculous lines. Of things that they're sitting there reading them, you know, having memorized them and saying them to each other in a form of a conversation. And I just imagine when their scene is done, they look at each other going, what the hell did I just say?
I know. Honestly, what's a Wookiee?
How do I understand? He's just going,
yeah, when did he take the time to learn Wookiee?
He's a scoundrel.
I mean, did they learn that in school?
Maybe they did. Well, they're good friends, I guess.
I guess, yeah. And maybe they went to school together.
That would be awesome. I don't know. I kind of like to think that that Wookiee is a very intuitive conversational language.
Yeah, you're probably right.
That just the way their growls and grunts, as long with their hand motion and facial features, kind of tell you what they're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
But you probably have to hang out with them for years and years and years and years and years.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's not just something you pick up right away.
Though, Luke Skywalker and everybody else seem to pick up what he's saying.
Yeah.
Like maybe they have telepathy.
You know, or maybe there's like some chip that you could just implant into. I mean, they gave Luke a hand that could still feel.
Weird. I watched episode 3 the other day, and that scene when Anakin cuts off Dooku's hands.
Yes. Then chops off his head.
That's brutal. That's a dark Sith Lord for you.
I'll tell you.
Hey, where did this conversation turn to?
You brought up Star Wars.
We started this podcast talking about Hands Across America.
Ended it with Star Wars.
Star Wars, two things that people can relate to.
That's right. Everybody can relate to those two things.
I'd hate to bring this up, but Jana posted a topic on our page. Maybe this is something we can talk about another day.
Yes.
But I'll post it out there for our listeners. What?
Ooh, a teaser.
We can probably talk about it now, but I have to see if I can how to say this. What to do if your mother-in-law / father-in-law always lets his / her hand rest a moment too long on your buttocks.
What?
Let's just put this in Jana's perspective, because I'm just going to assume this happens to her. And she's not just trying to be funny and shock jock.
Yeah, so Jana's mother-in-law is resting. So Chris's mom is touching Jana's butt too long?
Too long. So what do you do? We need to help Jana with this. We should take it from that type of point of view.
You should just walk forward.
That way the hand won't be on your butt anymore.
Then the hand won't be on the butt.
If you just stand there,
it's going to remain there.
It's going to remain there for until they want to move it. And if you'd walk for, unless you're sitting down.
And in which case that's a little awkward. Then always sit in the chair with the high back.
Yes. And if you are sitting down, I suggest standing up.
Yes.
And taking Adam,
I find a way to get a drink.
And taking Adam's advice and moving forward.
Yes. Or just saying, get your fucking hands off my ass.
You creepy lady.
You creepy lady. Somehow I don't see that Chris's mom is doing this. What if Jana's mom is doing it to Chris?
I can see that.
Now that I could see.
I've never met Jenna's mom before, but I saw...
But she's probably touching Chris's tuchus.
I saw pictures of her for the first time on Jenna's Facebook page. And I can see that. She seems to be a free spirit.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So now what is? So we know now we have to help Chris. What should Chris do?
Yeah. Chris, stay there for a little while. See, let her touch your butt.
We'll wait her out. See, maybe she'll get uncomfortable with more than you because you were just sitting there.
Yeah, hold out. Yes, Chris, hold out.
Walk backwards.
Yes. Move your butt around. Like, wiggle your hips.
That way she
helps. So instead of just hand on the butt, it's more like a massage of the buttocks.
She's rubbing the butt.
Rubbing the butt.
Just wrote a song.
Yep.
It's kind of like doing the butt. But, all right, well, I think we just helped a problem here.
We probably helped a lot of people.
And this may have helped us gain some more listeners.
It may have. I think it did.
Yes. Yes. I'm going to try to help us get more listeners. I don't know how to do it, though.
We'll find a way.
Any suggestions? Do you have any ideas how to get more listeners?
Me?
Yeah, you.
We need to call more podcasts and be guests on people's podcasts.
How many podcasts have you called?
None.
I haven't called any either.
I don't really listen to any other podcasts.
you don't even listen to our podcast.
Well, that's true, because I live it, Dave.
That's true. My friend who I was talking to asked if we were streaming live, and I said, no, not today.
No, not today.
But I would like to stream live again. I like the danger.
The danger of it. What if somebody says an asshole thing? Oh, there's the danger.
The danger of whose name and address I'm going to say out loud.
Oh, that's right.
And bank account numbers.
Yes. Hardy har.
Is this the name of your mother and father? You live at this address? That was bad
time. Right.
Do, that's all I have in my notes. Besides,
I think that's a good ending spot. We just gave people advice on how to get your in-laws' hand off your tuchus.
All right. Well, you know what? Your homework for next week is to send us your questions.
That's right.
You got troubles? So do we. So,
like Dear Abby. we'll have a Dear Abby section.
Except it'll be called Dear Adam and Dave. Or Dear Another Waste of a Podcast. Just to let you know, show number 10, and this isn't even right, show number 10 has been downloaded, I think, like 14 times?
Which is good. Show number 10 was a good show.
It was a good show. We had one download today, but I think someone downloaded show number 7 today.
Weird.
It is weird. It's weird. It's weird and frightens me that someone's going back and listening to old shows.
Well, that's good. People want to get caught up.
Someone downloaded show number 5.
Well, that's good.
Let's see. Okay, show number 10 has been downloaded 11 times. 9 has been downloaded 13 times. So I'd feel better if this were somewhere in the hundreds.
Well, of course.
If this could be in the hundreds, that would be great. We've had 3 downloads from the United Kingdom, so that's... thank you, Russ.
Yes, thank you, Russ. Keep it up.
Though Russ did not respond to our challenge.
Yeah, what was that all about?
I don't even remember what the challenge was. I think we wanted him to draw a picture of Bugs Bunny and Mickey Mouse fighting.
Oh, was it?
Well, it is now. Russ,
that's what we want, Russ.
Russ, you need to draw a picture of Bugs Bunny and Mickey Mouse fighting it to the death. That may be our next cover.
Yeah.
Smitty still needs to post the lyrics to what was that song? Adam?
Oh, I don't remember.
It was your suggestion.
I thought we were just going to have him come in and about our...
But we posted the challenge to him that he had to.
We knew he was listening, right?
Yes. We'll give him a new challenge. New challenge.
Okay, new challenge.
All right. Different song, Adam. Go.
All right. So now, Smitty, to prove that you're listening to us, you have to post on another waste of a podcast the entire first verse of Last Train to Clarksville.
The which verse?
The last. The verse? Entire first verse.
Oh.
Of Last Train to Clarksville.
But I shouldn't sing it right now because it's in my head.
Yeah, don't do it. All right. We could do the. Take the last train to Clarksville station. All right, we gave it away a little bit, but that's not the entire first verse.
No. I was going to play a different song as our ending song, but now it looks like that's what I'm going to play.
All right, go for it.
Well, no, we're not done yet.
Oh, we're not?
No, we're just about done. We have the final wrap-up.
Oh, all right, wrap it up.
We got Adam's final thoughts.
Oh, I have final thoughts?
Yeah, why not?
I don't really have any final thoughts.
You don't have any
thoughts? Yeah.
All right, well, good.
I heard there it was. My final thought was yeah.
Yeah. We've been downloaded in the last month. We've had 45 downloads, so that makes me feel a little better.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I'll take it.
And if you want all time, if that'll make me feel better, we've had 135 downloads all time.
All time?
All time.
Nice.
So,
and only 11 episodes.
And only 11 episodes, so you do the math.
Yeah.
Well, seriously, do the math.
Oh, I can't do that math.
Damn it.
Let's see. Do I have a calculator on my computer that I can pull up?
While Adam's doing the math, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for sticking it out for another Waste of a Podcast.
Right, because I'm not going to find this.
And even if you didn't stick it out, thanks for downloading, because we still get credit.
That's right, we
Sucka.
Do.
Yeah, though a credit on 11 downloads isn't really going to get us very far. So if you enjoy us, tell your friends to listen to podcast number 11 and 10, because I think those are the best, and they can go back from there. That's why we keep telling people, don't listen to show number 1.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah, let's throw that out there.
Don't start at show number 1. Listen to show number 10 and 9. Go back. In fact, go backwards in time to hear our progression of how worse we were.
Yes.
Not to how much better we got, but to how bad
right.
we were.
This is how we, right. Wow, they used to be that bad?
Exactly. Then you can.
Now they're just mediocre.
Don't say that. It's a different podcast.
Oh, right.
But you can
sorry,
hear.
Sorry.
You can hear. That.
They're not listening.
I'm going to try. No, but I'm going to call them next week.
Are you?
Yeah. Well, somebody. Well, I'm going to be that dick because somebody called them on Friday with their podcast and asking them how they do it because they have difficulty coming up with content. And they asked how long their show was, and they said, "Oh, about 2 hours long."
That's how long whose is
their these shows their podcasts, which I guess we can advertise for them since it doesn't really matter. Their podcast is called Clearly Not For Everyone.
Okay,
they've got 3 episodes so far,
and it's 2 hours long.
It's sometimes 2 hours long, and they try to do write parody songs. And,
Lord!
I mean, they try to do too much, and one of the things they said they tried to do is have clever conversation. Oh, clever talk.
Oh.
It's now time for clever talk. But I don't want to steal too much from the other show. But a mediocre time with Tom and Dan, which is a show that I listen to, which most of our listeners, all 12 of you, should listen to, but you're not going to like it. Because it's
but you'll like us.
You'll like us. They're excessively profanity and all dicks and poop jokes.
Gotcha.
Yep. But I know why now what they do. They said the secret to their show is they just try to make each other laugh.
Oh.
So.
And that's what makes them laugh.
Yes.
See, dick and poop jokes don't make me laugh, so.
And that's why I don't tell you dick and poop jokes.
Thank you, because like if we just talked about dicks and poop all day, I would be like, and I'm done. I'd pull a Mikey.
You think maybe Mikey wanted to talk about dick and poops?
Maybe he did. Nah, that bummed him out.
He hated a mediocre time with Tom and Dan.
He did.
Any?
Yes.
So
it's kind of probably because they talked about dicks and poops.
And he doesn't like dicks, apparently.
Oh, well.
I don't believe that at all. Please visit us at Another Waste of a Podcast, the Facebook page. We have 9 friends, and you'll see that we post content there at least once a week. Email us if you have any questions or concerns at awoapodcast@gmail.com. Please, if you have a question that you would like to ask us, we can answer it for you or come up with something close.
That's right. We can do that for you.
And if you're listening to this now, you can already find us on iTunes. And I'm going to find the other, we're on WordPress. We're at another way a podcast at WordPress. So you can download the podcast from there if you do not have iTunes. Because some people are listening to it. You can also listen to it from the iTunes preview page. So yep. you don't even have to download it at all. But I'd prefer you to download it because we need that credit.
Yeah, please do.
Well, I guess that's it. We're done.
Yes, we are.
Another Waste of Podcast is in the can. We got another show next week. I've got notes already for next week's show.
Good.
My note basically says come up with better content for next week's show.
It's a good idea. And words to live by.
It's going to be, I'm going to put it on a plaque in the room. So I'll
That's a good idea. So then every time you walk in the room, you can smack it.
I can look at it. Come up with better content.
Better content.
Well, everyone have a great time when listening to the show. The best part about the podcast, I say, is that you can pause it and listen to it later.
That's right.
Well, good night, Adam.
Have a good night, Dave.
And good night, all of our another waste of podcast peoples.
That's right.
We're gonna have
good evening to all,
or afternoon, or morning.
Oh, or whenever you listen. That's right.
During your commute to work and back.
Good day. Good day. I will say.
Good day.
Good day.
Good day. Good day.
I don't know if I'm ever coming home.